KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In girls regional golf action yesterday, preliminary regional action held in three of the classes. In 3A yesterday at Atlantic Golf and Country Club, it was Atlantic as the top team. They shot a 365. Clarinda shot 399. Both teams qualified for the next round of regionals. Atlantic had the top three individual scores in yesterday's meet as well. Brooke Fletcher shooting the low round of 78. Brooke Newell shot 87 and Bailey Walter a 95 for Atlantic. Also in 3A yesterday, at the Terrace Hills Golf Course in Altoona, Kemper Catholic shot a 346. They were the team champ. Roland Story won a tiebreaker. They shot 430 and were the other qualifying team. Kemper Catholic also had four of the top five individual scores, with Morgan Neighborhouse of Kemper Catholic shooting a 79 for low score. In Class 2A action yesterday, Audubon had the low team score up at Lake City Country Club. They shot a 387, and they qualified to move on to the next round, along with West Monona, who was the runner-up team. Individually, Audubon had the top two scores. Susie Byland shot 82, and Faith Flifflet of Audubon shot 85, and they both advanced as well. At Quail Run Country Club over at Neola yesterday, Trainer and Southwest Valley were the team qualifiers. 346 for Trainer and a 370 for Southwest Valley, as they were the low scores. Individually, Ellen Johnson of Riverside had the low round of 80 yesterday, and she moves on. Gracie Myers, Ashley Bailey, and Allie Anderson of Trainer all move on, as do Kelsey Kinman and Sabrina Hernandez of Southwest Valley, who all had the top scores. In Class 1A action yesterday up at Dunlap Golf Course, Booyer Valley and Griswold were the top two teams. Booyer Valley shooting a 464, Griswold a 523 total. They both move on to the next round of districts. Katie Cogdell of Booyer Valley shot the low round of 106 in that meet yesterday. Also, in a meet at Mount Air Golf and Country Club, Guthrie Center shot a 433 and Earlham a 477 as they both qualify to move on to the next round of regionals. Maria Ahrens of Guthrie Center shot the low round of 96. Also, Mallory Olson of Guthrie Center shot 100. Brooklyn Wendt of CAM a 102 and Taylor Lauk of Guthrie Center a 102. They're among the individuals who move on from that meet to the next round. Also up at Burnside at the Dayton Golf and Country Club, it was Newell Fonda and Southeast Webster Grand, the low teams, and they're the qualifiers for the next round. Exira EHK was in that meet. They finished in fourth place. Individually, Jade Hess of Newell Fonda shot the low round of 100, advancing on to the next round of regionals, which will be held next Tuesday around the state. In high school soccer play last night, in girls' action, it was Atlantic. A winner over Riverside, 2-1. Glenwood beat Kemper Catholic, 5-1. Tri-Center over AHST, 2-0. Underwood beat Trainer, 6-1. In boys' soccer last night, St. Albert over Atlantic, 3-1. Riverside topping Nottoway Valley, 5-0. Underwood beat Trainer, 7-1. Harlan over Creston, 1-0. And Glenwood beat Denison by a 4-0 final score. Iowa State says it signed 7-foot-1-inch Greek center George Salboris to a letter of intent. Salboris, who doesn't turn 18 until next month, is a member of Greece's national team. Salboris will be just the 7th 7-foot player in school history, and he'll be eligible to play starting next season. Salboris and 6-foot-9 center Jameel McKay should help provide Iowa State with the post presence it lacked at times last season, but it's unclear if Salboris will redshirt or be ready to contribute as a freshman. Cyclones coach Fred Hoiberg says Salboris fits Iowa State's style of play because he can run the floor and shoot from the perimeter. Former Oregon State guard Hallis Cook says he plans to sign with Iowa State. Cook averaged 8.2 points a game while shooting 46% from three-point range as a freshman in 2013-14. He'll sit out next season and have 3 years of eligibility left. Cook, a 6'3" combo guard from Union City, New Jersey, tells the Associated Press that he built a strong relationship with Iowa State's players during a visit earlier this month. Cook also says the opportunity to join a winning program and play for coach Fred Hoiberg factored into his decision to join the Cyclones. Well, the San Antonio Spurs weren't able to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder during the regular season, but that was before Serge Ibaka got hurt. Tim Duncan scored 27 points, and the Spurs captured Game 1 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals by pounding the Thunder 122-105 in San Antonio. Manu Ginobili had 18 points for the Spurs, who dominated inside while Ibaka sat out with a calf injury that will force him to miss the rest of the postseason. San Antonio scored 66 points in the paint and shot nearly 58% from the field. The Spurs weren't bad from the outside either, as Danny Green was 4 of 5 from three-point range, finishing with 16 points. Kawhi Leonard also had 16 points. Tony Parker finished with 14 points and 12 assists while showing no signs of a hamstring injury suffered in Game 5 of the conference semifinals. Kevin Durant led the Thunder with 28 points. Russell Westbrook added 25, but the rest of Oklahoma City's starters combined for just 5 points on 2-for-10 shooting. Nick Collison and Thabo Sefolosha were both scoreless in that loss last night. Well, the New York Rangers have won just one Stanley Cup since 1940, the fewest among the original six teams during that span, but they are just two victories away from reaching the finals for the first time since winning it in 1994. Henrik Lundqvist made 19 of his 40 saves in the third period as the Blue Shirts downed the Canadiens 3-1 in Montreal, taking a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Canadiens dominated play in the first period, but left the ice trailing 2-1 following goals by Ryan McDonagh and Rick Nash. Martin St-Louis added a power play goal in the second period, just a day after attending his mother's funeral. Nash has scored once in each of the last two games after going 17 straight without one. Lundqvist blanked the Canadiens after Max Pacioretty put the Habs up 1-0, 6-14 into the game, a lead that lasted just 17 seconds. Rookie goaltender Dustin Tokarski was chosen to start the game for the Canadiens, with Carey Price expected to miss at least the rest of the series with a lower body injury. Tokarski finished with 27 saves. Game 3 is set for Thursday at Madison Square Garden. Alexi Ramirez homered and drove in 4 runs. Diane Vicieto and Paul Konerko each went deep as the Chicago White Sox climbed out of a 5-run hole before holding on for a wild 7-6 win over the Kansas City Royals last night. Zach Putnam worked 2 shutout innings in relief of Scott Carroll, and Ronald Belisario also threw 2 scoreless innings before Scott Downs and Jake Patryka bailed out Matt Lindstrom. Lindstrom, normally the White Sox closer, gave up a leadoff single to Nori Aoki in the ninth and then appeared to hurt his foot, fielding a sacrifice bunt by Alcides Escobar that resulted in an error. Downs entered and struck out Eric Hosmer, and then Patryka picked off pinch runner Jared Dyson at second base before getting Billy Butler on a ground out to end that contest. Just 2 other games in the AL yesterday. Cleveland beat Detroit in 10 innings, 5-4. It was Houston over the LA Angels, 5-2. Just 2 National League games yesterday. Cincinnati needed 15 innings to beat Washington 4-3. Atlanta down Milwaukee by a score of 9-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Nashville beating Omaha 5-4. Round Rock downing the Iowa Cubs by a score of 4-2. 2-time All-Big 12 center Tom Farniok was named to the 2014 Remington Trophy Award Spring Watch List, announced yesterday by the Remington Award. The Remington is given annually to the nation's best center. It's named after Dave Remington, who is considered one of college football's greatest centers during his All-American career. A native of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Farniok enters his senior season with 35 career starts. That's the most by any current Cyclone. He was Iowa State's Arthur Floyd Scott Award winner in 2013 as the Cyclone's top offensive lineman. Farniok was an honorable mention All-Big 12 pick as a sophomore and added second-team All-Big 12 accolades by the San Antonio Express News as a junior. Farniok will earn his degree this summer and then begin coursework in graduate school this fall. The Kansas City Chiefs have signed former Vikings and Bears offensive tackle Jamarcus Webb and 3 undrafted free agents as they prepare for the start of organized team activities next week. Webb started 45 of the 54 games he's played in over 4 seasons in the NFL. He's played both tackle positions and should compete for one of the backup jobs in Kansas City after starting left tackle Brandon Albert departed in free agency. The Chiefs also signed James Baker, a fullback out of Idaho, Ben Gottschalk, a center from SMU, and Cairo Santos, a kicker out of Tulane. The Chiefs will begin a 3-day rookie minicamp Saturday. Full squad OTAs begin on May 27th. The team announced all those moves yesterday. Officials at Belmont Park have cleared Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner California Chrome to wear nasal strips when he goes for the Triple Crown next month. Stewards have cleared the horse to use the strip that he wore while winning the Derby and Saturday's Preakness. New York tracks have a rule prohibiting any equipment not specifically approved by the stewards, and nasal strips were not on the list. The strip worn by California Chrome during his 6-race winning streak is thought to improve airflow through his nostrils. Former world number one Tiger Woods met reporters outside Washington, D.C. at the Congressional Country Club in Bethesda, Maryland to promote his annual tournament there. During the interview session, he addressed his health and said there's no timetable for his return to competitive play. Woods underwent back surgery earlier this year. And Kurt Busch's attempt to complete the double may have gotten tougher. Busch crashed hard into the outside wall at Indianapolis Motor Speedway as his number 26 car went through the second turn during practice for Sunday's Indianapolis 500. Busch was checked at the Infield Medical Center and cleared to drive. He's attempting to become the fourth driver to complete the Indy 500 and NASCAR's Coca-Cola 600 on the same day. He'll start 12th for the 500 if the car can be repaired. If Andretti Autosport uses a different car, then Busch would start from the back of the 33-car field. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.